This is Eric Bibb, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
She's about to lose her mind. She'd always come, boy, she never stopped. She'd always come, boy, she never stopped. And if she keeps going, I'm about to blow my top. She walks right in.
She walks right in.
She walks right out.
Walks right out.
She walks right in. She walks right out.
Walks right out.
She walks right in.
Walks right in.
She walks right out.
Walks right out.
She walks, yeah, she walks.
Yeah, she walks.
She walks, yeah, she walks.
Yeah, she walks.
She walks, yeah, she walks.
Yeah, she walks.
Fabulous way to start. As anybody who is a regular to the program will know, I'm a great fan of the swing and the boogie bands of the 1940s and 50s, and that really reminiscent of that. Although it was written later by Clarence Gatemouth Brown in the 60s and performed originally by him, there it is, a really great version on the new album called Hook, Line and Sinker from the band The Roomful of Blues. Great album cover as well. And opening up The Raven and the Blues, and She Walks Right In. Whether you're listening on Talk Radio Europe in Spain or Kansas City Online Radio across the world, or as an MP3 on some earbuds of your choice or in your car stereo, welcome to the programme. My name is Dave Raven, and that's kind of up-tempo. A regular to the programme called Rob Jarvis, who lives in Spain, who's a real fan of the blues and listens to all the various blues shows. He's really good. If I can't find something, he'll normally find it for me. But I'm going to tell you now about this person making their debut on the show. I'll give you their name and name only, and then you can guess roughly where you think they're from, how old the track is, all that kind of stuff. So, first time on the show, see if you can guess age, where they're from, how old the track is. Buddy Ray, I Ain't Got Nothing.
I got holes in my pockets, I got holes in my shoes. If I had any socks, had a hose in them too, ain't got no money. And I ain't got no bills to pay. I ain't got nothing. What more can I see? Ain't got no learning, can almost read and write. Sleep long in the daytime, stay up late most every night. My unemployment check, it's due most any day. Oh, what more can I see? Play with me. Sleep where I can. I don't need much rest. I'm a natural born lover man. I do what I do best. Do one little something. Come on, baby, pass my way.
His name is Buddy Ray from Columbia, South Carolina, and I ain't got nothing and got nothing more to say. He's giving that away at present. I'm not quite sure the reasons why. It could be Valentine's or something. But anyway, there's a link on the Facebook page. He has a Facebook page, which gives you an indication he's therefore not deceased. Age-wise, difficult to say. He looks like he could be in his 50s. If you Google, and this is where I'm sure Rob Jarvis has now found out, there's a band out of Kansas called the Buddy Ray Band, but they're just young kids. And this guy is not a young kid, I don't think, by the sound of that voice. But there's not much more about him, really. But his tracks are available all over the various places, CD Baby and the like. But that's, I think, rather nice. And I ain't got nothing, and there's nothing more to say. Here's somebody who is deceased, born in the early part of the last century, died about 1980 or thereabouts, I guess, Robert Peter Williams, and it's a long, long road.
It's a long old road. To travel it all along. Especially by myself. Ooh, Lord. Nobody going my way. No. Nobody going my way. It's a dark old road. Travel it all along. Bet by myself. Baby. Look for me home soon. Baby, please look for me home soon. When I get my big money, I'm a holy grand down. It ain't no telly. But it had me on my way. To me, I don't know no one here. Since my mother died, I ain't nothing but a rolling stone. Since my mother died, I'm nothing but a rolling stone. Lord, in the world, all alone. Got you on my mind. Can't sleep at night. What am I doing?
work out, listening to that, when I was reviewing it for the show today, then also listening to it just there now with you, I think it's probably a one microphone jobby, that. Not even one on the vocals, one on the guitar. Anyway, Robert Pete Williams from an album which has just been reissued called Freight Train Blues, a compilation of some of his great works from the 60s and 70s, and that's called It's a Long Old Road, The Raven and the Blues. I regularly say that these days of being able to buy music online with things like iTunes and eMusic and Napster and places like that, is that you can pick and choose, and you can have that track there and that track there and not the rest. But on this particular album, you're probably going to want to buy the whole thing because it's such good value. It's about $10. I've seen it for about £7.50 from Amazon here in the UK. It's called Let Me Tell You About the Blues, New Orleans. It's just been issued. It's a 3-CD set, 75 tracks altogether. If you buy it by each track at a time, it's going to cost you a ton of money. If you buy it as, say, a complete set, you'll get it for about $10 or thereabouts. And let's play three tracks from it as it covers the whole genre of Louisiana blues from the very beginning to the present day. And so let's start with the genre, going to the 1920s. Lillian Glynn, originally from Houston, Texas, but then spent her time in New Orleans for the few brief years that she actually was doing secular stuff. She went back to the church in the 1930s, and here she is with Where Have All the Black Men Gone.
Got nobody who will cut my grass in strands. Yellow men are lazy, they won't even move that thing. Where, oh where have all the black men gone? Black men gone. I had me a brown skin, a good looking man. If I turned my back, he was anybody's man. Well, oh well, have all the black men gone. Where, oh where, have all the black men gone? Yellows, they give out, brown skins fade so quick. I must have my faithful, just a plain old licorice stick. Where, oh where, have all the black men gone? Where, oh where, have all the black men gone? I get awful lonesome, living all alone so long. I must have my loving, I feel my habits coming on. Well, well, have all the black men gone?
New Orleans, the place, Let Me Tell You About the Blues, the 3-CD set. They heard Lillian Glynn, a very short recording career, her own choice. She went back to the church and went back to California, or not back to California, went to California in the 1930s. And there she is from track 2 on CD 1, and Where Have All the Black Men Gone? We're staying with the 3-CD set. Let's move down to CD number 2. And here's somebody staying with females and moving ahead now to 1950. And this was her only hit. She tried to have many hits beyond that, but this was the only one she had. Her name is Jewel King. Born about the 1920s and recorded in 1950 in the Cosmo Studio in New Orleans. Here she is with her one-hit wonder. 3x7 is 21.
I I'm going out deep and have myself some fun. Come on, baby, let's do a fancy dance. Come on, baby, let's do a fancy dance. Now that I'm a lady, I've just got to have romance.
Full of fun, footless and fancy free. That's from CD number 2 on the 3CD set. 3x7 equals 21. And let's now dip into CD number 3 of Let Me Tell You About the Blues, New Orleans. Here we are now with Sammy Myers, a guy who was with Anson Funderburg as the lead vocalist for quite a few years. He died, I guess, about 4 or 5 years ago, born in the 1930s. Here he is with You Don't Have to Go.
No, 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 no.
track, but kind of odd, because it's not really New Orleans at all. It's called You Don't Have to Go. Sammy Myers himself was from Mississippi, spent a lot of time in Chicago, as you can hear by that track, very Chicago-influenced, but it's nice on the album anyway. And so, therefore, I say, strongly recommend, 75 tracks altogether, 3-CD set. Don't buy it track by track. Just blow the $10 or the £7.50 and buy the whole thing. You'll love it. And that gives you a fairly good indication of some of the music that's on it, covering the music of New Orleans. Let me tell you about the blues. And I guess it's probably going to be a series of Let Me Tell You About the Blues, taking you through the different locations. If that is the case, it's going to be very good news indeed. We've featured Otis Taylor many times on the programme over the years of The Raven and the Blues. Now it's time to welcome his daughter. Her new CD is called Blue. It's really fine. She's on tour at present in the UK with the girls with the guitars and with Danny Wilde, and evidently going down a storm. Here she is with the track from the album, which is called Keys. Been released. The album is called Blue, and that's Cassie Taylor, Otis Taylor's daughter, and there she is with Keys. It's a very nice album, a mix of light R&B and some good blues tracks too, and I think it's rather fine. I think it's on Roof Records. I'm just checking here, and where it was made, is it Roof Records? No, it's Hypertension Records, but I know she's on tour with the girls with guitars at present, and you'll find links to that on the Raven and the Blues page, of course. Here's a track which originally was done by Howlin' Wolf. I've covered by people like Eddie Boyd over the years, but it's also a track on the new album by King King with Alan Nimmo. The band are getting rave reviews across the UK, both their live performances and this new CD, so it's good to play this track, which is called Mr. Highwayman.
Thank you.
From the back of the stage, working forward, Craig Blundell on drums. We've got Dale Storr on keyboards, Lindsay Coulson on bass, Giles King on harmonica, and Alan Nimmo on guitar and vocals. And there they are with Chester Burnett's original and Mr. Highwayman. A great, great album. And you'll find links to that on the Raven and the Blues page. It's called Take My Hand. Here's a band based in London who were working very close to me quite recently up in Egham. I'd love to have gone there, and Bob invited me up to go and see them. But sadly, the way things are at present, I'm not going out at nights. But hopefully that will change very soon after I've had my eye operation next week. But anyway, less of that, but more of the band 3AM. They've just changed personnel in that Tola Lamont, who was the vocalist, has moved on, and they've got a new vocalist in. So we're featuring here the old vocalist, so to speak, but here are the band 3AM and a track called What You Got.
But I'm as happy as a woman can be. My heart is so filled with joy, like a kid with a brand new toy. Oh baby, when you hold me tight, you know you really make me feel alright. And even when you call my name, I get so upset it's a crying shame. What you got is so good. What you got is so good. What you got is so good. Oh, baby, it's the way you walk. Maybe it's the way you talk. Oh, maybe it's the clothes you wear. Oh, it might be the way you comb your hair. Oh, maybe it's the things that you do. You got it so good. Baby, baby, when you love me, you know you make me really feel alright. Baby, baby, when you hold me, you know I gotta have it day and night. I say your love has really got me.
Southwest London, the band are 3AM. That's their EP, five tracks. It's a short LP then, if you like, or CD. And What You Got is so good. Let's move from London to Chicago and Quintus McCormack. This is the title track of his new release, I'm a Good Man, Baby.
Thank you.
That's the guy who's worked with all the greats. James Cotton, Otis Clay, AC Reed, and the Spark Plugs. and also formed his own band about 11 or 12 years ago. Works all the clubs in Chicago, like Buddy Guy's Legends and the House of Blues and all the rest of it. His name is Quintus McCormack, and that is I'm a Good Man Baby, taken from his new album, just been released, called I'm a Good Man Baby. That's original. Okay, from Chicago back to the UK and back to London, and this time Southeast London and the band 24 Pesos.
Some money and a mojo bill. Hot sugar money.
stuff indeed. The album is Busted, Broken and Blue. We featured many tracks from it. Also, live tracks, of course, when the band came here about 7 or 8 months ago. The band, 24 Pesos, and there you heard Live My Life to Sing the Blues. If we're going to go back to the States now and to the Great Northern Blues Society, based out of Wisconsin, every year they have kind of what's called a great bake sale. They put together a compilation CD of some of the bands in the area, which gives them extra publicity and also helps money to make money for the blues as well. And the Great Bake Sale number 5, which I think was last year's, wasn't it, really? We featured a couple of tracks from it, but then it went to one side, but I've been able to dig it out again. So here are the band Houndstooth with their track Blues is Truth.
Well, it started as a holler out in the cotton fields by people oppressed trying to reach for something real. From this travesty, a voice emerged.
Blues, blues, blues is the truth. The blues, blues, blues.
thanks to Ron Herter, who's treasurer, website managing editor, the whole Tubacoodle, really, with the Great Northern Blues Society, the GNBS.org. And they should be due another album this year, I would guess, with another bake sale, this time Volume 5. There you heard the band from Wisconsin, Houndstooth, and Blues is the Truth. And that's the Raven and the Blues for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. The email address is dave@raven.dj. Website, of course, raven.dj/R&B. Links to all the artists, chance to download the shows going back some 5 years, donate to the programme. If you've got a smartphone or an iPhone, you can get the application for that too, which means the show comes automatically to your phone every week or every time there's a new programme. Anyway, until next week at the same time, let's close. One of my regulars, who's been going back many years, sort of said, Raven, you haven't played anything by Van for a while, and I know you like Van Morrison, as do I, and of course it's true. So let's close with Van Morrison from the album from 9 years ago, Down the Road. This is called Fast Train. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in a week's time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Well, you've been on a fast train, and it's gone off the rails, and you can't come back together again. And you start breaking down in the pouring rain. Well, you've been on a fast train. When your lover has gone away, gonna make you feel so sad. And you go on a journey way into the land, and just start breaking down, 'cause you're under the strain, and you jump on a fast train. I had to go on the lam, stepped into no man's land. Ain't nobody here on your way back, ain't nobody gonna give you a helping hand. And you start breaking down and just go into the sound when you hear that fast train. The sound of the wheels, Lord, deep inside your heart you really know, oh, just how it feels. Then you start breaking down and go into the pain. Keep on moving on a fast train. Yeah, way over the line. Next thing you're your mind, and you're out of your depth, and through the window she crept. Oh, there's nowhere to go, and the sleet and the snow, just keep on moving on the fast train. You had to go on the lam, step in the fast train. Oh, going nowhere. fast. The desert sand, through the barren waste, on a fast train, going nowhere, on a fast train, going nowhere.